the transformation. We've talked about the transformation that you want to make, which ultimately is the promise of your program. Your knowledge of the work that you do, your knowledge of working with previous clients, will tell you to some extent how long you might expect the transformation to take. And you're going to use this knowledge to work out how long your program will be. And if you're doing it the other way around, if you decide you want the program to last for a month, that will determine the extent of transformation that you will expect your client to achieve within that period of time, if that makes sense. So what we're talking about is how you determine the duration of your program, which is going to be in hours, days, months, weeks, or even a year. And so for example, you know, if you were coaching a client on starting up their business, it could take, you know, at least 6 weeks to get prepared for that. And so you probably wouldn't aim to do it. Actually, this is something which I've done, and I happen to know that it takes 8 weeks to work through and mentor somebody to create a business plan. I've tried to do it in less, and the clients need more time. So what you do is that you aim to identify, I'll call it milestones or indicators along the way, that tell you and the client that they are making progress. So let's take the business plan example. And so client needs to prepare a business plan. And you might say, okay, indicators along the way might be, one, get the concept. And so the indicator might be they could write down the concept. Indicator two would be preparation of an outline profit and loss account. And indicator three would be preparation of a marketing plan. So those things would be, you know, if you're looking for milestones, you look for those things to be written down so that you and the client could agree that they had been done. If it's a, you know, a psychological therapy coaching, again, I think that although, you know, you might not have such concrete things as a profit and loss or a marketing plan, but what you can ask for is perhaps some journals or diaries or feedback at various steps along the way, so that you get some idea that this is working. Because when you're offering a program, depending again on whether it's a teaching program or a coaching program, I'll tell you more about that a little bit later, you do really want to know that it's working for the client. Okay, so yeah, the mode of program that you offer, this isn't set in stone, and you can make a decision as to the mode that you're going to operate in the main for program. So these are the options. It can be that you're offering a learning program. In the workbook, if you go to the workbook, you can tick your choice. So it could be that you're offering a learning program. To a certain extent, this is a learning program because there's quite a lot of content in the program for you to learn and act on. It could be a learning program. It could be a mentoring program where you are partly teaching and partly coaching. So it's a mixture of coaching and teaching. And you will allow the client to some extent to work things out for themselves, but where they get stuck, you'll help them. and you'll also impart some knowledge. It could be a pure coaching program where it's understood that the client already has some knowledge within their own experience of how to solve the problem, but your job is to help them find that strength or knowledge or power within inside themselves. It could be a collaboration program where you literally are going to partner and share a spark, you know, two heads are better than one with the client to achieve an outcome. Or it could be a scope of work that you're going to do, and the program is about you completing that scope of work that has been agreed. So that gives some idea of the mode in which you might operate. In addition to that, the third thing is the way that you, it's like the way you're going to be to your client. Because sometimes you might create a program where you actually really are the go-to expert, the leading authority in this field. And that will be a slightly different positioning from maybe if you have just made this change within yourself and you're so pleased with the results that you want to share your knowledge. So you're sharing almost as a peer, look, you know, come with me and I'll tell you, I'll show you what I've done, work with me and I'll show you what I've done. So that's some food for thought on how you might work with your client. Have a look at the workbook and get some thoughts onto paper.